U.S. NGOs, including International Defenders Council, the Federation of Indian American Christian Organizations of North America, the New York State Council of Churches, and more. And I speak as a journalist who experienced transnational repression when RAW, India's external intelligence agency, targeted me in 2021. Understanding representation of India's religious minorities in the media requires knowing what India's media won't tell you about how they're treated. Understanding how they're treated is best prefaced by last year's assassination plots against North American Sikhs. A Canadian Sikh was assassinated at his place of worship while a plot against a U.S. Sikh was foiled. India's RAW is implicated in both plots. These Sikh activists fled violence after the 1984 Sikh genocide, the 40th anniversary of which was this month, and yet they could not find safety even abroad. The transnational repression they faced is driven by India's current autocratic direction, which is guided by a Hindu nationalist ideology that targets Christians, Muslims, Sikhs, and others, creating an existential crisis for India's religious minorities. Ongoing anti-Christian violence in Manipur is a prime example, as hundreds of churches have been torched and hundreds of Christians massacred. Throughout India, mosques and churches are invaded or demolished, mobs lynch minorities, homes and businesses of minorities who criticize the regime are bulldozed, anti-conversion laws criminalize the act of changing religions, and public calls for genocide of Indian Christians and Muslims made by speakers linked to the ruling party are now commonplace. The Indian government's embrace of majoritarian rule is pushing religious minorities to the brink. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exemplified that this year by crossing the church-state boundary, assuming the role of a priest to inaugurate a temple built on the ruins of a mosque which was demolished by a Hindu nationalist mob. Ensuring representation of India's religious minorities in any space, in fact, even its existence at all, is not only an urgent issue, but has now, as seen with these assassination plots, become a global issue. So we ask the Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues to conduct a country visit to India. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sikh Assembly.